Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life, dealing with some Blog Talk Radio BS this morning. I'm like, girl, I try not to cuss. I do sometimes, but today, I'm your host, Roger Love. Yes, I am. I promise you I am. I'm joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger Love.
Girl, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. It just did like you phone.
It's like, you know what? Everything is just loving to test my patience lately. I don't know why. I really don't. Oh, my goodness. Okay. But I'm here this morning. I'm here. And it's like, you know what? Okay. Let's just do this.
Shall we?
Girl. Okay. Let me ask you, girl. Are you ready for this morning, girl? Are you ready to get some topics to be talked about this morning, child? Are you ready to talk?
I am.
Well, all righty then, girl. Well, let me know what it is that was exactly on your mind to talk about this morning.
All right. First, I'm going to talk about NeNe Leakes real quick, and then I have a couple of questions that I'm going to throw out there. All right. Well, I'm going to get some tea on the Real Housewives of Atlanta first. First, we had NeNe Leakes. Of course, she's in a financial bind right now. Another tax lien. For $98,000. NeNe needs to pay her taxes, got doggone it. Now, you want to be having Trump money and all that, but you need to pay your taxes, dog.
That's all a part of having Trump money, girl, when you have all these liens and not paying taxes.
She follows. All right, the next thing is Miss Kim Zolciak posted a new picture of her husband. And her daughter, Brielle, is not too happy about that. She thinks that it's tacky and tasteless.
And I agree.
Me too.
Speaking on behalf of the daughters, of course, but, you know, speaking on behalf of the people that actually find her husband attractive, but she should have done it in a private, you know, place instead of on, you know, just, yeah. Why would you, you know?
Exactly. Okay, and the next bit of tea I have to give first is Miss Gladys Knight's son is trying to embarrass her. Of course,
really?
You know, yes, you know, she's trying to take her name off of Gladys Chicken and Waffles. He's actually the owner of Gladys Chicken and Waffles. And he had the one in Atlanta shut down due to not paying his taxes. And other legal fiascos that was going on. Well, Gladys is trying to take her name off of it, and he went to court and said Miss Gladys had Alzheimer's.
Had what?
She had Alzheimer's.
Really?
So, yes, he's trying to slander her name, and she's not liking that one bitch.
I'm like, well, dude, if Gladys had Alzheimer's, I think people would have known about it long before you saying something. So, yeah, not so much.
Not much.
Woman was just on Dancing with the Stars, really, not too long ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not so much.
Mary had said before, child, come with something better than that, please.
Please. And we got to pray for Haiti and Jamaica due to Hurricane Matthew. Haiti's death toll is up to 898 people.
So, we're gonna
pray for them. All right. Now, let's get to the question of the day, shall we?
Well, girl, wait a minute. While we were still talking about, you know, some of the other stuff, hold on. Let me put in a little quick quip.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, did you happen to see the latest Real Housewives of Atlanta trailer?
I have.
You know, that's what we forgot to mention, girl. Yes, they have released the first trailer for the new upcoming season, girl.
Yes, I saw it about 2 weeks ago. Funky Naniva actually posted it because he got it first. Funky Dineva. He's a blogger.
Yes.
He used to be on Real Housewives sometimes, and he was on Candy Coated Nights with us.
Yes, yeah. Candy got him some coins.
Yes, she got him some coins. So, so let's talk about that, shall we, before I ask the question.
It seems like the official lineup, girl, because that was the one thing that, remember, we said we would talk about when we found out who was going to be on there.
Right.
Seems like they've actually gave an official lineup now. It is going to be Miss Kenya Moore, Miss Phaedra Parks, Miss Cynthia Bailey, Miss Candy Coated Knight, Buren, and Miss Portia Williams, and officially Miss Sheree Whitfield. Gained her peach. Yes.
Yes.
All who said it would not be done, she has regained her peach. Yes, she did.
Yes, she has. And you saw Miss Marlo Hampton is going to be on there.
Well, she was not on the, the lineup, should I say. She was not one holding a peach from what I saw.
No, she's not holding a peach. She's a friend.
Exactly, and that's all she's ever been.
Oh,
always a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Well, they say she's trying to work her way to get her peach, so we shall
see. And that's what
she's
been trying to do. She has been trying to work that peach.
Last time she wasn't as far as they tried to do her this time. She's going to be in more clips, but we shall see if she get her peach next year. We shall see.
Like I said, child, she's been trying to work that angle for the longest time, honey. She's been trying to get that piece. That piece just don't want her like that. But, you know.
Wow.
You know, I don't block her for her hustle or knock her for her hustle, child. I'm like, do what you can do, boo. But, you know, people just ain't trying to check for you like that, Miss Marlo. I'm sorry.
So what do you think? How you think it's going to be without the leaks on there?
Well, again, I'm going to watch it only because I'm a big supporter of things that I really like to support, and I like to support the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't think it's going to be dull to say. It just won't be as good as it would be with NeNe on there. That's what I believe. You know what I'm saying? I still believe it'll be watch worthy, just not as good. That being said, you know, I think, you know, some people are going to start doing even more stuff to overdo and overcompensate, namely Kenya, yes. And I'm like, you know, it just sucks that, you know, I guess what it is when it comes to some people, you know, getting a taste of stardom out there like NeNe did. And I can definitely be one to say that, yes, maybe she did think that it would be a bigger boost for her to try to do other stuff. But, and it might be the case, you know, it might just be moving a little bit slower than what she wants to. But at the same time, it's like, you know, what your start was, and I think you should have remained loyal to that and not, you know, cast it to the side like a $2 hooker. You know what I'm saying? Hey, better luck in her future endeavors is what I can say. I don't know where it's going to lean with her and the Housewives or whatever she got dealing with Bravo or dealing less with Bravo or whatnot, which I still don't understand why you decide to go or if it happened like that, because, you know, they never post what happens or you don't see what happens, but people talk about it. You don't know what actually happened.
Well, she did say that they started filming without us, so, you know.
Yeah. And that's
just like they did
start filming without her, but again, my thing is, what happened to get them to that point too? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did they decide to do that? Because they never said anything about it beforehand, before they started filming. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just a lot of questions that I would ask, you know, between her and Andy. So Andy need to do with NeNe what he did with Jill when, you know, that happened with Jill Zarin, you know?
And he probably will on
Let's watch What Happens Live.
Right, once the season actually starts. They'll probably elaborate a little bit about it. I don't think Andy's going to give a big, large...
Andy does not like the questions to be directed towards him. Andy likes to be the one asking all the questions and being, you know, and bringing up all the mess. But he doesn't like for to be in the midst of it himself. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So, yeah, I don't expect much out of him. If it's not going to be like a Watch What Happens Live thing with NeNe or whatever, I'm just not expecting much else out of it. But, you know, needless to say, I'll still be watching the show. Yes, I will.
All right. Yeah, I'll be watching and supporting as well. Because I saw on
Neiman's on Sunday. Yes, I was.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I did see that it's going to be a lot of fuller freaking niggatry,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
I am still floored that people ask Candy, "Was she gay?"
What does that imply about Todd? Is he a lesbian? I mean, is he a woman?
Well, they said he's, she's bisexual. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. But we shall see on the show. You know how Bravo clips, you know, misleads things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we shall see what
they
all...
always do.
Yes. Because they want to keep it watching. So we shall see. We shall see. I just hope that it's not a bust this season. I wasn't a NeNe fan for the longest. I was more of a Candy fan and a Portia fan.
Mm.
So I just started liking NeNe a couple of seasons back because she started not being the mean girl. So I started liking her when she started kind of trying to, you know, befriend everyone. She was there for people that they made her seem that she couldn't stand. But she was there when they needed her. And I appreciate that with NeNe. I'm not a true NeNe fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I respect her hustle. I'll just say that. She's not my fave. My fave is always going to be Candy. But the girl is a dog. And I love her hustle, so she will always
okay.
be my girl. And Portia, I love her hustle because her family had money, but you could tell Portia, you know. She wasn't doing too much with herself until she married Cardell. But she kept her hustle flowing, and now she's making her own money.
But, you know, I would say this, too, about it. When she was with Cordell, I mean, she had actually, she went to college. She got her degree. She was also doing stuff with family, with the stuff that they do in Atlanta. But then she married Cordell. And it's like Cordell had this idea of what kind of wife he wanted her to be.
Mm-hmm.
And she followed suit on that. So I'm like, I wouldn't say that she wasn't really doing much until, but I will say that once she got on her own, she started really doing stuff on her own.
Well, you have to remember, when she was married to Cardell, Portia's really young.
Exactly.
She had recently finished college. You know, you could tell her family was, you know, makes her out to be the Barbie doll so she can, you know, marry money and be with money. And I don't think Portia had established herself, let's say that.
She didn't. That was another
till after Cardell. And then with Cardell taking everything because her not being, you know, not smart enough, but not looking to divorce him at any time. And for him to up sideswipe her, divorce her, take everything, push it, goes with nothing, and then had to pull herself up. She has done well for herself. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I read.
All of those people, I would say that keeps trying to play her as a dumb girl. For a dumb girl, the girl got her some businesses started, and she actually found some things that follow suit with the kind of things that she would be great at doing. So
okay, and somebody
be too stupid.
They had a something line, and there was water in the thing. Come on now, come on, King.
Okay,
on.
Hello?
Kenya follows what everybody else is doing.
She has her business, and she started her business doing her own stuff, not just taking, you know, clips of what other people was putting out and saying, oh, let me try to do this and do it better. No.
Right, because she did it with everything Kenya tried to do from the first season she was on there. She started with the life twirls on because Candy did her play. She then did the butt workout first.
That was the first.
Yeah.
She stole that idea from Paige. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then she did. She stole something from, the hair thing, because Portia had the hair company, so she wanted to do hair products.
Mm-hmm.
And
water in a bottle, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Then she wanted to be like Kim Fields and be a producer. It's like, what's next, you know?
Exactly.
You got to find your own craft and stick to it. Then she wanted to go with Cynthia with, because she used to be Miss whatever, and she wanted to help Cynthia with the modeling thing. It was like, get your own ideas and stay out of other people's offices.
But hey, like I say, you don't expect much when it comes to Miss Moore.
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't. But people find their lanes and they do well at it. That's a smart move to me. So Portia can be called dumb all they want to. Now, of course, she has some blonde moments along the way, and I will give her that. And she probably own up to it because, yes, girl, the Underground Railroad, that was one of the things that just still sticks out to me. Be like, girl, and your father is Hosea Williams. I mean, your grandfather is Hosea Williams, and you don't know
about
the Underground Railroad?
Yeah, don't embarrass her. I'm going to need you not to embarrass your family. For ratings.
Okay.
I need you not to do that.
Because
I think she know she's a college graduate. I think Portia knew what the other girl, I think she was just doing it for ratings. And I don't think you should dummy down yourself for anybody, Andy or anybody.
See? If that was the case, then yeah, slap yourself for that too. Just either way, you just need to be slapped.
All right.
Knowing and not saying, or for just not knowing, you just need to be slapped. Okay. But, you know, it is what it is. Bless her heart. Hopefully, child, everything pans out well between her and Candy, because I hate to see when people that were friends fight for craziness. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, it just really, yeah, it's a heartbreaking thing to see sometimes. Now, if you go on a show and you're new to the show, or if you don't really have no real good chemistry with people and you don't like the person to begin with, I can understand that bickering back and forth. But when it's people that were friends and then they all of a sudden just start fighting behind crazy, it's just like,
Exactly.
Yeah. It sucks. It's kind of like when Phaedra and Candy started going at it. And it's like, and I know it starts behind mixing business with friendship. And it's not always a great thing to do. It's not. And
right.
Then, of course, the husband that had to get involved in bringing some of that drama into that also. It just sucks. It really does.
Yes.
But hopefully they'll get to the point to where they can get beyond that and become girls again, because that's what people like about them. They were just so cool.
Right. But
so,
speaking
yeah.
of Candy, I forgot to tell y'all, Latita, Candy got put off Hawaiian Airlines for allegedly causing a commotion her entire this week. Now, this is what Candy went live and said on Facebook. Candy said her and Todd was sitting down and the attendant came by, and one of the attendants came by and took their baggage. They were checking the seats or whatnot, checking tickets and seats, and took her ticket, and her baggage claim was attached to her ticket. So she said she sat down and she waited for like about four minutes, and then the plane started, the light came on for them to put their seatbelt on, and the plane was about to move. And she said she called us one of the attendants over, and she was like, excuse me, that young, that man took our baggage claim ticket. And they said, hold on. He was like, hold on, ma'am. And she was like, wait a minute, before y'all pull off, I need my baggage claim ticket. Well, they stopped the process, called security, and had Todd, Candy, and her two friends escorted off the plane for causing a commotion.
Oh, man.
Candy said Delta Airlines will hear from her.
That was Delta?
No, it was Hawaiian Airlines, but I guess it's owned by Delta because she was not a happy camper. Now, what is reported is that Candy and her friends got really loud and irate and was laughing and hollering and causing a commotion, and they had been drinking. Well, Candy got on live right after she got off the plane. She did not seem like she was inebriated. She was talking with all her sense, and she was like, don't worry, y'all, it will be taken care of. Delta Airlines has played with a white one. And she had every right to be upset.
Of course. See, and that's the kind of stuff that people love to play, child, when it's like they know they're doing something wrong, they want to put it on the person that they're doing wrong to, or they were acting like this and acting like that. Yeah, Likely story that, yeah. So she just decided to act a plum fool. Candy Burris, a singer, actress, producer, yes, multimillionaire woman that's just acting a plum ass on the plane with her and her husband and her.
And you know what I think they tried to make it seem like for her? That they probably didn't know who she was, first of all.
She a black woman with her friends in first class. Who the hell she was? Try that with somebody, child. Try it with somebody else, honey. They knew who the hell she was.
Exactly.
I ain't buying it. Mm-mm. Take the price tag off. I'm not buying it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Did you drop your phone or something? What happened?
No, I accidentally pressed the mute button.
Oh.
Okay. So the next question is... All right.
Ready? I'm ready.
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was my background vocals.
Okay.
Oh, no, I just lost the question. I've been holding on that question all morning long.
And all of a sudden, whoop, there it is. Do you know what the question was about?
Yes. That's one of the questions, but that ain't the one right now. The other question is, man, I left it because I wanted to read the Candy thing. Okay. He makes $75,000 a year. She makes $35,000 a year. He expects her to pay all the bills 50-50. Is he wrong?
Wait, are they living together or are they married or what?
Yes, they live together. And they want to split the bills. He wants her to split the bills 50-50, but he makes $75,000. She makes $35,000. I think that because he makes the most money, he should pay the majority of the bill. That's my thought. What do you think?
Yeah. I think that's all a bunch of time freaking foolery. And you basically dividing up bills and stuff, but you living with somebody. It's like, okay, how long have they been together?
They didn't give, that was just a question that was on Facebook. And they wondered, for ladies and gentlemen, if your man made $75,000 and you made $35,000 and you want to split the bills half.
That's the whole thing, though, to me. It's like, okay, I understand the question, but to me it's just a situation that don't seem like it makes sense. Y'all are living together and y'all talking about splitting bills and stuff. It's like, okay, well, how are we going to split the bills for just moving in together? Now, see, I understand from the aspect of being, you know, a gay man, if I was with some with them, that would probably be the consensus also for the most part, but not in that aspect because, you know, 9 out of 10, we're still waiting for certain states to actually legalize gay marriage, but whatever, you know. But for women, it's like, okay, y'all are living with this person, but the question of who, how y'all going to split the bills, it's like,
do you think
if it's not an automatic, you know, if it's not an automatic, you know, well, let's do it this way, you know, well, this is what we're going to do. I'll pay this, I'll pay that, and I'll pay this, and you pay that kind of thing. I'm not trying to divvy up every bill that we have and split it down the middle like that. You know, that's what is a confusing thing to me. Like, you know, y'all in that situation and y'all living together, but yet y'all basically trying to split everything like y'all roommates. You know what I'm saying? That's an odd.
So you don't think it's more of the money aspect of how much they make. You just think it's foolish to split the bills
like they
half and half.
Exactly. Basically, it's kind of like you getting into a verbal agreement with some, or not a verbal agreement, like a leasing agreement with somebody instead of actually living together in a relationship. It's like, yeah. How about y'all just
I think they were more thinking of if a person makes more money, should they pay majority of the bills, or
and again,
should it be a 50-50 thing?
Again, I understand that question that way. That's why I said to me, it's like y'all are actually in a relationship. It should not be about who makes the most money. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, if y'all are living together, then how about if y'all are not married, just say what bills y'all going to pay and then make it according to that instead of saying, well, we're going to split this 50. That don't sound like love. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like a negotiation.
Well, it probably is that, you know, the person pays, you know, the mortgage and then the other person pays the rest of the bills. And in their mind, it could be 50-50. You
that
know?
Wouldn't, I don't think
the
that would.
The bills might add up to what the mortgage is. So that might be their 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just saying, is it fair for
what
them to even have to pay that? Or make it so much less than it is?
I'm trying to figure out, well, girl, if they're paying a mortgage somewhere, then where are they paying a mortgage to where your mortgage is basically equivalent to the house bills? You know what I'm
that
saying?
It happens a lot. It happens a lot. You'll be
shocked. You must really, literally utilize a lot of utilities for doing some foolish stuff, then, if that's the case.
No, you might have a lot of kids. You can have kids. You can have
Well, who's paying for the child care? Both of y'all working.
Well, that could be added into that half of the bills as well.
See, then it's like, but to me, it's not a half. I don't think it should be a half. If you're trying to split something, it just don't sound like a love thing to do. It sounds like, okay, well, we're living together, we're roommates kind of thing. That's what roommates discuss, how we going to split the bills. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all are in a relationship, it's like, well, it just doesn't seem, it don't sound right, you know? It don't sound right to me. I'd be like this. Okay, well, how about this? You pay the mortgage and you pay the car insurances and stuff like that, because I'm sure they got multiple cars. Or it's not
splitting
bills.
Bill.
Just deciding who's going to pay what. But when you splitting the bills, somebody said we're going to pay everything 50-50. That means when the bills come in, you got to divvy up everything. This your half, my half. That's splitting the bills.
You pay this half of the expenses in the house. I pay this half of the expenses in the house.
And that's not no half, is what I'm saying. When you
yes,
start,
it is,
with,
Roger.
Hey, who, no, girl, no,
yes.
No. When you have a mortgage or even a high rent, and you paying the high rent, and then you paying the insurance, which
some
is probably
mortgages
the highest.
Some people's mortgages is nothing but about $300, $400. Some people's mortgages is not even $500.
And then again, okay, well, what kind of bills would you have in a house or a condo that has
light
kind of mortgage?
Water bill, cable.
Water bills are only like about $50 in a house.
That's $50. You're a single person.
No, honey, I said in a house. When I was staying in a house, it was me, my cousin, and her daughter.
water bills, especially in all these parishes, start at $400. So please stop.
$400. See, now I guess that's where it depends where you live at, too, where they live at.
Right.
So, but it's still, okay, given the fact, again, like I said, the way that this question is set up, it sounds like they're basically saying we're adding up all the bills, and each bill we're splitting it down the middle. That's the way that that question sounds to me.
No,
and if
what
that's,
they're saying
if
is,
is, if
the
that's the way that it is,
bills,
it don't sound right.
The whole question is about the money aspect. Should she
exactly.
pay half of the bills with what she makes?
That's why I keep saying, but even still, that's what it sounds like, a money aspect. That's why I said it sounds like a roommate situation. That's what my main point is. It sounds like a money issue. And if y'all are living together, I don't think it should be a situation to where y'all are basically splitting y'all hairs about whatever the situation is to make sure, well, I'm not paying the majority or they're not paying the majority. Because it's like, okay, well, if y'all in a relationship, hell, y'all should be married living together, but that's just me saying that. And what would the situation be if y'all were married? Y'all would pool y'all money together, would y'all not? You know, that's what I guess I'm getting at. Y'all would pool y'all money together and basically pay all of the bills from that pool of money, whoever's making what to whatever. So, but asking the question as to, well, I'm going to pay this and we're going to split this like that, it sounds like a roommate situation. It don't sound like a relationship.
Well, some relationships, people
have to do
it. That's
what I'm trying to say, essentially.
Some people have to do it in relationships because some people are not
responsible
enough to
But in the situation, you still take it out of the money aspect and then say, well, since this person is just basically such a spendaholic, I'm going to have to rein it in and basically take control over the money spending. That's what you do. It's still not a situation of saying, well, we're going to split hairs and say, well, you're going to pay this and you're going to pay that and I'm going to pay this. That's, you know, that's negotiations to me. That's not a relationship.
All right. Okay, the last question, I know we got 10 minutes, and this was the actual question that I wanted to ask. Can friends have sex and keep it on a friendship level?
No. I say no because, to me, friends don't have sex with friends, you know.
Right.
It becomes something else when you are doing physical things with that friend. You're no longer just a friend at that point, no.
I totally agree. However, some other comments said that depending on how long the sex relationship has been going on, then they can fade out and be friends, like exes and things like that.
See?
I say it's still tomfoolery because once you cross a certain line, you're no longer considered friends.
And see, this is my thing. I think we've had a conversation before about men and women being friends. And to me, I say this wholeheartedly, the only way a man and a woman can ever be just friends is by circumstance. That's it. Circumstances can allow these people to be friends, but if it wasn't for particular circumstances, then they would not be friends. 9 out of 10, they would probably be hookup buddies, sex buddies, dating, you know, or in a relationship, because that's the balance between men and women. Well, let me say straight men and straight women. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for straight men and straight women to actually be friends, it has to be circumstantial. A, if one of the two are married or in a relationship with somebody already. B, if they grew up together and they basically just was like, you know, friends of the family as it was. But even still, that's still a situation where it's like, yeah, that's still something else, a possibility that they're going to move on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you would literally have to not find anything attractive about that other person in order for y'all to just be friends. Because if you look at this person and you find them physically attractive, you're going to start liking their personality as it is, and that's going to lead to something else as it is in your mind. So the only way that you will not actually be hooking up with that person is if that person is involved with other people and are truly not feeling that same way about you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's all circumstantial, basically. So if you want to call a person a friend, my thing is that there's different levels to friendship, true enough, but it does not involve sex. You know, you don't have sex with your friends.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm like, that's just one thing that you do not do. You don't have sex with your friends, because think about it. If that's the case, you call your friends, your boys, your friends, and y'all are friends. Okay, if that's how you see in this female, then you not be trying to have sex with them either. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree.
It don't happen that way. Some people might be like, well, that's just foolishness, because, you know, no, men and women can be friends, da 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 da. Well, prove it. Show me how. And then when you get into the situation, when they be like, well, I have friends and I have da 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 da. Yeah, but are you in a relationship now, or are they in a relationship now? Have y'all ever hooked up beforehand, or what? Tell me the whole backstory. Don't just give me that well, now we friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did y'all meet?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hooked up once and then decided that was it. So now y'all friends. That's not the same thing.
It don't work that way. Don't work that way.
Okay, no. Friends are people that develop a relationship as friends, and they just get along and they're cool, and that's all it is. It's friendship. That's what that is.
Hmm.
Gotta fool me, no ma'am. You can't fool it. You can't do it.
But some people don't know the difference. Some people don't know the difference.
Hmm. Yeah, well, ask me. I'll explain it to you, child. Like,
okay.
Friends are friends. Anything else is anything else.
Hmm.
There's associates, too, child. Some people get them confused. Associates.
I think some people get co-workers confused.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They call it. Look, they get it so confused now. They just call it friends at work.
Okay. They get the deacon at church confused. They get the confused.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Ooh, they get the cableman confused. They just be confused.
We just friends. Yeah. Hmm. How y'all become friends, honey?
He came and stole my cable.
He laid cable, all right. Yes, he did.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Just because you got free HBO.
Okay. Don't mean.
Okay. Don't mean y'all friends.
Okay. Just because you got the hookup.
Okay. Okay. Yes, indeed. They be trying it, though. They be trying it.
They really do. And people really do feel, you know, we make a joke about it, but people really do that word friendship really confused.
Definitely.
They really do. Because I don't like the new term friends with benefits.
There's no such thing.
None at all. Because you don't get not a nail benefit, let that nigga drop deep.
How to say your name ain't on no deed or no insurance policy, okay? So I'm like, yeah, there's no such thing as friends with benefits, because, child, it's like, okay, if all of y'all doing is hooking up, child, that's what y'all are. Y'all hookup artists.
Okay. You get 3 a.m. phone call.
Okay, you're that booty call. That's what they call it. That's not a friend with a benefit. I'm like this, child. It's like the friends that I have, ain't now one of them do I want to actually have sex with. Okay?
Right.
Now one of them. Friends to me borderline family. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hello?
That's what they do. They borderline family. They're just not born into it. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's the family that I always say that you get to choose. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The family that you're born into, you don't have no choice in that. But your friends, those are the family members that you get to choose. But benefits, that's the benefit of being friends, that y'all have the benefit of having each other's backs. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the benefit. But other than that, there's no sex between friends. You know what I'm saying? That does not happen.
Not at
once y'all get tired of having sex with each other, then what you got?
Nah.
Okay, y'all got 10 years since y'all talked to each other because that was the last time y'all hooked up. That's what that is. That's not friends.
They ain't even no good buddy.
No such a thing.
Because some of them, they don't even know they real hookup buddies' last name. They don't even know their real hookup buddies' address.
They don't even know their address or the phone number, child. They just have a cell phone number that they get to call here and there, child. And that's why I think cell phones became so popular to begin with, because people got tired of giving out their home number, girl. And then it's like once they started being so worldwide with cell phones, that's all they had now. So they don't have no house number because it's like you don't want people calling you at home.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, all of my family and my friends, they have my home number. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, but then again, I had to start giving it out at work because the cell phone became a thing of, you know, convenience at some point. And it's like when bills started adding up, it became what it was. It had to go. So they had my home number, too, but it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ain't got this home number, then hell, how close are we, for real?
Right.
You know?
Well, everybody got my cell phone number, so don't think you're privileged.
There it is. It's a business line.
Okay.
But on that note, girl, we're going to have to call it a do. We're going to have to bid it a day, okay?